Pleased to welcome in District 42, Nebraska State Senator Mike Jacobson, joining us for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great.
New colleague in the Nebraska legislature for you, too. It was a very exciting week last week.
It was. We were all kind of waiting to see who was going to be selected by the governor, and he did make the announcement and swore in Rob Dover. Rob is a real estate broker in Norfolk. Been around a while, good financial background, very impressed with the selection. I don't know Rob personally. I'm looking forward to meeting him, but knowing the governor, he vetted him thoroughly and looks like he's going to bring some great experience to the legislature.
No pressure on Senator Dover or anything, but what is it, the last two individuals that have represented the Norfolk area have gone on to be speakers of the legislature and one now a congressman, so no pressure on the new senator by any
means. I think he probably wants to start over, kind of reset. Okay?
Yeah, reset.
This will be a reset.
Oh, so it's quite interesting. We find ourselves with a trio of appointments to the Nebraska legislature, and you're kind of the junior of that group now with the couple of recent appointments.
Senator. Well, I was thanking Kathleen when she was appointed, and I said, thanks for taking that off my shoulders. And then of course, we ended up with this congressional election and then the appointment now for Senator Flood's spot. And I told Kathleen, I said, well, you're not going to have to wait as long to get rid of that off of your shoulders. So she thought that was pretty good.
Anything else going on the legislative front you want to bring up this morning, Senator?
Well, probably the big thing, I was at a hearing last night. It really wasn't a hearing. It was more of a roundtable. But, you know, if the work continues, even though we're in recess, and actually we adjourned sine die, and we're now, this 107th legislature ends the 3rd of January. So we're still busy now with interim studies, and so I do sit on three committees, one of them being the Agriculture Committee. So they did schedule really what was considered a roundtable this last Thursday, invited in a group of people. There was LR 400, which really kind of outlined to have this interim study regarding barriers to entry into farming and ranching for young farmers and ranchers. And
okay.
So we had in Department of Ag and FSA, and really we discussed several things, the programs that were out there existing today. I did find it interesting looking through the programs and through the program presentations. You always get a little frustrated because you start hearing about the program and they start telling you the details, and
sure,
you think, well, this is probably a good program, and then you start hearing all of the hurdles you got to jump through and some of the limitations, and so they all need to be updated, and so that's some work that's going to need to be done. But we'll be meeting again here a couple more times probably before the end of the year.
Yeah, I think folks have the misconception that, oh, the legislature's not in swing, so the state senators aren't doing anything, and it's a different workload, maybe sometimes lighter, but the workload is still very much there.
Well, it is. I think, fortunately, you've got your staff, and they do a lot of work, and I really got a great staff, and I'm really proud of them, and they've done made my job a lot easier. Not only is it coordinating things that need to get done, but Joe has been busy doing a lot of work. If I've got people are reaching out to me on different issues, I can have Joe dig into it, get the details, find out what we need to do or what the details are, what the answers are to their questions. And then I've also got him working right now on, we're trying to do a kind of update LB 1065 or the micro TIF. He's got it at the bill drafters now. And I think when I talked to him last week, it sounds like they're about done. So I've got the draft that I can review, and we'll probably make a few more tweaks on that before it would be ready to be introduced in the next session. And then I'm working on a couple other projects as well. But, Joe's been around the horn. He knows what he's doing. Joe's an attorney, and that makes it really helpful to be able to pull those pieces together and get a lot of work done. And
sure.
So then, of course, the calls that go into the office, they know how to route them, and I usually get, I'm always getting patched into what's going on, and then we can talk about it as well.
Awesome. That's awesome. And blessed with some great staff down there. I'm always amazed at the organization that Christina has, too. There'll be like a federal holiday coming up a month away, and she'll shoot me an email saying, hey, are you expecting the senator on Martin Luther King Jr. Day or whatever it might be? And it's like, I don't know, Christina, can I get through this month first? Like, I love the preparation she has. Like, I sometimes forget we have a federal holiday coming up till I get an email from her.
Well, that's always, it's kind of where I'm at, too. I've had that Originally, when we first started the bank, I had that with Kim Schroll because she was keeping me pointed in the right direction. Then we hired Cheryl Manco, and of course, then Cheryl took over that, and she does that for Kim and I both. So I thought I had it really set with Cheryl, and then I get down here and I have Christina, and she's just like Cheryl. And so between the two of them, I'm in good shape. I just asked.
You're always where you're supposed to be.
Exactly.
What a blessing.
Yeah, well, it really is.
You do not have an excuse for missing anything.
I really don't. I really don't. And they will remind me, trust me.
I bet.
So, Senator Jacobson, turning our attention back here locally, there's been some exciting development on the city side of things, especially with last week's meeting with Sustainable Beef and the contract moving from the court of the city now into the CRA a little bit to sell that land. And then also the housing development last week. That kind of got final approval by the city leaders. So that's exciting news back here in the home front.
It is. And if you recall, the redevelopment contract that Sustainable Beef had put together, it includes a number of other pieces. There's hoops that they need to jump through before they can actually close on the land. And that would include firm commitments for financing, disclosing the ownership, and really getting all the permitting. So really the step that's occurred at this point has been to have the city transfer the land to the CRA, and now it sits in the hands of the CRA, and then the CRA won't transfer it until all of these other conditions get approved. And so it was just kind of a safeguard to say, let's don't sell the land and then not have anything happen. So
So
they wanted to make sure that we got all those final pieces done. I'm still very confident that they're going to pull all the pieces together. They've worked very hard to pull all the pieces together at this point, and now it's a huge project, and I think it's just bringing that final piece together. I'm sure it's probably going to be a Fortune 500 company that's going to be their major partner. And of course, when you look at those sizes of companies, things move a little slower, and everything has to be disclosed because they're SEC regulated, and so that's what causes some of this to slow down just a little bit.
But it's promising news that this is moving to the CRA. I mean, we were talking to Mayor Keller about this a little bit last week, and at the time he hadn't talked to some of the guys from Sustainable Beef for a little while. But the fact that we're moving this to the CRA is promising. It's a step in the right direction.
Well, it really is. I think that obviously when it comes to all the other pieces that need to get done, I think the city and the CRA are really acting very appropriately here to be proactive. Let's go ahead and get step one done, which is moving from the city to the CRA. So then the CRA could just move very, very quickly. Once they get the terms done, they can make it happen without having to go back and start any kind of process. We just want to be able to know that as soon as they're ready to go, we can deliver the land.
And if heaven forbid something disastrous happened, the CRA could easily move this land back into the city council's hands, right?
Exactly.
So, very easy process. District 42, Nebraska State Senator Mike Jacobson joining us for our weekly legislative update. And Senator Jacobson, did you get to enjoy some of the fairs throughout the area the past week?
Wow. You know, they're on top of each other.
How many?
You know, this week was a challenging one because you had Lincoln County Fair and you had Perkins County Fair. And I was committed to spending time at both of them. And they had the parade down at Perkins County Fair on Saturday morning. And we really enjoyed that. I had a lot of fun down there. And I got to tell you, you know, you go into these smaller communities and the pride they take in their communities, how well they keep them up, you know, these fairs. You know, I've spoken extensively about really the value of the fairs, and really gives the 4-H and FFA students really an opportunity to showcase what they've done. And it's another way to bring people together, create some great entertainment.
Yes.
They had a huge crowd at their barbecue there on Saturday. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun, and we've still got more coming.
Was the barbecue good?
Was good. Yes, it was. And it's kind of hard to have bad barbecue. You know the drill.
I don't know. I've had some.
Well, I guess, Rick, I should remember who I'm speaking to here.
Rick's been around the block.
I've had some barbecue that I don't know if I'd have fed my dog.
This was not that.
Anything else you want to bring up this morning, Senator Jacobson?
Well, we've got more fairs coming, and so going up to Thedford this week. Their fair actually technically starts today, but they'll have a parade next Saturday, and then the following weekend is up in Hooker County at Mullen. So We've got a lot in store for us yet, and then not too far down the road is the Hershey Parade. So
yes.
That's
big
always that's a big fun time too. So it's been a lot of fun. I've been traveling around the district quite a bit and meeting with people. I've been to Stapleton a couple of times this past over the last couple of weeks, and been back up to Thedford. And you know, I got to tell you, coming back from Thedford, I was up there yesterday. And, you know, you just really, for people that haven't been in the Sandhills, you just have to drive up on Highway 83 and just take in some of that, or up on Highway 97. You wonder why people want to live out here, and it's because they want to, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just beautiful.
Country.
It
yeah.
really
yeah.
is. I took a couple pictures there at the scenic overlook there just south of Thedford, and it yep. just it's amazing just to... Just to stand up there and look at that and say, wow, just look at this.
It's breathtaking, that's for sure. And it's something that you need to get out and experience it. You need to get the experience from outside behind the windshield, too, and really take it all in.
I had a friend from Omaha come out several years ago, and he never had experienced the Sandhills, so we did Highway 92 across.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Like that. And a little nervous. It's like... He had what they call agoraphobia, the fear of wide open places.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. It bothered him a little bit.
Huh. Interesting. It's the way it's supposed to be, though.
It is.
But, yeah, it's a little different than Omaha, I suppose.
Yeah. He was, you know, talking about that, it's been some years ago. I was at Lincoln County at the rodeo in the Nebraska land days, and I was sitting next to some people that had a exchange student from Japan, and he had finished his year and he was just about ready to go home. And I asked him what impressed him, what would he remember most, and he said it was the first time he had ever seen the horizon.
Oh wow.
Man, that floored me.
Yeah.
Well, several years ago I was up at the Dismal River Club. That was shortly after they'd opened. And they had all of their buildings were done, and there was an event up there, and we were there for dinner, and we were staying overnight. And I remember coming out of the clubhouse. There was no moon, and there were no stars.
That's dark.
You could not see your hand in front of your face.
Yeah.
I mean, that it to experience total darkness in the wide open spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Then you know you're away from the cities.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it great?
It really is.
I love it.
Well, that's why they picked that area for the stargazing event. There's no light pollution or minimal light pollution, and it's just a great...
Words don't do it justice.
We're lucky to have that here.
Yeah.
Go into most of these Sandhills smaller communities and look at the average age of the people still around. That their lifespan is so much longer, and I still argue it has to do with clean water, clean air, clean living.
Yeah.
And a little whiskey.
Well, just a little bit, but yeah.
Good whiskey.
That's right.
Yeah, it's quality, that's for sure. Senator Jacobson, as always, we appreciate the time, sir. Look forward to talking to you again next Monday. And if folks want to get in contact with you to discuss anything on the legislative front, how can they do so, Senator?
Well, you can call the office at area code 402-471-2729. And you can also email me at mjacobson, with an O, at leg.ne.gov. So mjacobson at leg.ne.gov.
If they call the office, they're going to get to talk to one of the fine staff members we talked about earlier this hour. So
correct.
Let them know that they're appreciated, and we appreciate their due diligence here for the 42nd Legislative District. And Joe was actually here for Nebraska Land Days,
He was here, and he actually walked in the parade and went. It was his first time to go into the Nebraska Land Days rodeo, and so we made sure he got it.
It had to be an experience.
It was. He was up over the chutes, and so he got to experience that. And so, it was interesting. And I might also mention with my staff, you know, they have the flexibility to kind of come and go.
Sure.
And it was interesting because they've had people stop in. And not every senator has their staff working, okay? And I don't know how many times, you know, people come to the Capitol, they do tours, they do different things, and they were impressed that my staff was there and that they were working and took care of what their needs were, and they're doing it on their own. I mean, they want to be there, and they're willing to do that those things, and they really have connected with the district and really kind of want things to work well.
We're blessed to have them, that's for sure. And you're working throughout this downtime, too, as we said earlier on, Senator Jacobson. You've worked quite a bit in your legislative office down in Lincoln, too, when it's been permitted.
Well, I'm trying to get down there once a week, at least every other week. And, you know, there's paperwork and there's other things going on. And then it's just always good to kind of touch base. And then now that, you know, we're doing some work on bills, I met with the chairman of the Urban Affairs Committee 2 weeks ago as we were trying to pull together some of the details on that 1065 remodel. And so there's always something to do. And of course, when I'm here, it's try to figure out which is the highest priority. So yeah. A lot of hats to wear right now.
A lot of balancing.
There is.
You've become a master at it over the past several years, Senator.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Senator Jacobson. We'll talk to you again next Monday, sir.
Thanks, gentlemen.